We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Morning, Ange.
Ray, I swear to God, I was watching the post-game show, and I saw Seth Joyner smile. Is that true? Did that happen?
He was smiling the whole day. Ha! He just settled in and just relaxed and enjoyed, and yeah, he smiled through the whole post-game show, 90 full minutes.
Ray, what do you use when you're watching a game to decide if a game is well-coached? What kind of things are you looking for?
Communication, efficiency, getting the right guys on the field, getting the right guys off the field, lining up, not getting dumb penalties, not having too many guys on the field, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's... A lot of what goes on in pro football today is it really begins with communication. Honestly, I really think that the way pro football has expanded and the way coaching staffs have expanded, it's harder than ever. You know, I mean, teams routinely now have like 24, 25 assistant coaches, you know, and everybody has input like on every play. And to get all that done and get it all, the right information into the right people and line up and snap the ball is not easy to do. So you can kind of see how a team, if they just move efficiently, then that's a sign of good coaching. And I thought, and it's particularly true in week one when, you're coming off the preseason, guys haven't played a whole lot. A lot of teams kind of come stumbling out of the gate. And I really thought that what impressed me was that Sirianni really believed that his team was that ready to play, that he was willing to come out after the kind of summer that they had where they didn't play the starters. And, you know, I complained, a lot of people complained about Hurts hadn't played enough, that he comes out and he starts in a hurry-up offense. You know, I mean, that's asking a lot, but that also showed the confidence that he had that, you know, my guys are ready to go. And I don't think the Atlanta Falcons expected that, and the Eagles came out and they set a really fast pace in the beginning. And that's hard to do any time, but it's really hard to do in week one.
Right. It was amazing to me. I can't help myself, but I follow this day to day, and I'm watching an extremely well-coached game.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think of is the first news conference. I want you to hear what Brandon Graham had to say, because it became a talking point between the coach and the players, who were talking about the fact that Nick came out, no one knew who he was, and he just totally got bombed in his first news conference. It was awful. Listen to Brandon Graham talk about this.
First game out for coach, everybody don't know what to expect, and now you got a building. Now you can see a little bit of what we've been working so hard for, and you see why he did what he did with us, holding us off for a little bit so we can fly around on game day. And I think that coach just wanted us to go out there. He just wanted to get a W, but he wanted to make sure that we took care of the little things.
He also, I guess that was, what, 13? Joe, play the other one. Ray, I want you to hear this, because you can't start worse than Nick did at his first news conference. Listen to this one.
I think it's just, you know, you want to fight for him because, you know, he hasn't been the same guy since he got here. He even, you know, joked about the other day about his first time doing the media and how everybody ripped him and how mad he was. But at the same time, he was like, you know, you had to shake it off and come back and do it again. And you got to make sure you had that next play and that dog mentality.
Wait, how do you go from that to what we saw yesterday? That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Uh, there is a lot of steps in between. It isn't like he just went straight from the first press conference to yesterday. I mean, you saw him. I think we all saw him just got more comfortable as he went along. I mean, the first press conference, you know, it was virtual. He's alone in a room, standing at a podium, talking to a bunch of people he doesn't know, just staring into a camera. And his first time as a head coach, I mean, he looked terrified. He probably was terrified. Yeah. But once you got past that, and once he just got into coaching and talking about coaching stuff and talking about the team and his philosophy, you could see with each subsequent appearance, he became more of himself. You know, he stopped trying to be a coach, quote unquote, and he just allowed himself to be Nick Sirianni. Yeah. And I think we began to see that, but I think the players saw it right from the beginning, because there is certainly, for the lack of a better term, there is an authenticity with this guy. There is a genuineness and openness about this guy that's very winning. It really is, and I think you saw very early on in the first team workouts, when the veteran players were asked about him, when the guys whose opinions really matter and the guys who really reflect the pulse of the locker room, and I'm talking about guys like Kelsey and Cox. When they were asked about Sirianni, I mean, you could see them say, yeah, we like this guy. And it just came across that they liked him and they believed in him and they felt like he had a plan. And that's just seemed to grow stronger as we went along, and certainly was never more evident than yesterday. I mean, coming off, start the season with a performance like that, when you're that dominant in every phase of the game, yeah, if you're a rookie head coach, you can't get a better start than that.
Right. How do the critics justify their position that Jalen Hurts is not a top 40 quarterback, he's not going to be successful in the NFL, when you see some of the plays he made yesterday?
Well, there were a lot of unanswered questions. You know, I mean, there are a lot of people that are still harboring the thoughts they had about him coming out of college, where he was, you know, he was a very rough around the edges player coming out of college. I mean, even though he won a ton of games, and I mean, he's 38-4 in college. So he won a ton of games. But if you look at his, you know, people use the term skill set, and it came up in his press conference yesterday, and he kind of swatted that one back at the questioner. But when you looked at that, the way he played and what you saw on tape, and then you try to marry that with the idea of what a conventional NFL quarterback is today, there was a difference. And the biggest difference was that he needed to become a much better passer. He needed to become a more consistently accurate passer. That's just a given. Even I felt that way. And I think that's what was reflected now. People didn't see much last year. He had some really good moments, but it was only four games. And people are still holding on to the idea of, yeah, look, I saw him in college. He just doesn't throw it well enough. You know, he does some things really well, but to win games in the NFL here, if you're a quarterback, you got to be a really, really good thread-the-needle kind of passer. And he hadn't shown that yet. So that's why people sort of downgraded him, because they just wanted to see more. But I mean, they saw plenty yesterday. I mean, it was impressive just about every way you looked at it. And the thing that I really took away from it was not that the Atlanta Falcons defense is very good, because it's not. I mean, their personnel over there is not very good. Their secondary is not very good. Pass rush, not very good. But they have a very good coach and they have a very good system. And it's very confusing. They throw a lot of stuff at you. They mix a lot of things up. They throw a lot of different blitzes. They change their coverages. From a mental standpoint, they're a very challenging team, a very challenging coaching staff to go against. And this kid just picked them apart. And on his passing stats, if you break down his passing stats, he was 9-for-11. When they blitzed, he was 9-for-11, and two of his three touchdown passes came against a full blitz.
Wow.
So, I mean, when they really challenged him, when they came with the full blitz and they made him react quick, make the quick read and the quick throw, he was almost spot on perfect. So that was really impressive.
That's awesome. Defensively, Ray, did you see a different philosophy than you had seen under Schwartz?
I want to take a closer look at it and just see what they did on the back end, how much, the coverage, how much man, how much zone they played,
right,
and what kinds of zones they played. But I think the one thing that the one way they are similar is Jonathan Gannon also, like Schwartz, really relied on his front four to get the pressure. And I think it was – now, whether that's going to be true every week, I don't know. I mean, I think he came to the same conclusion we came to in preparing for this game. Look, my defensive line is just a lot better than their offensive line. And I don't think I have to do a whole lot of blitzing or take a whole lot of chances, because I think my down four can just beat them and get pressure on the quarterback. And if I can do that, then why blitz? You know, I'll rush four, drop seven, and that's the safer, smarter way to play. That was Schwartz's philosophy every week. I mean, that was the way he played pretty much every game. I don't know about Jonathan Gannon. I suspect, just listening to him talk, that he's going to be a more week-to-week kind of guy, that he's not – you can't pigeonhole him and just say, okay, this is what you do. This is your philosophy. You know, I think he's a guy who's going to bend and shape his defense to the team he's playing. For example, coming up this week, the San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Shanahan's play calling and his personnel represents a whole different kind of challenge than the Atlanta Falcons. So let's see what Gannon does this week. I suspect it'll probably be a lot different than what he showed yesterday.
And I don't have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Ray, didn't you? 1-0 in his predictions. And on Thursday, he will be breaking down that contest. And needless to say, whatever Ray says Thursday will apply on Sunday. Ray, I think you're going undefeated this season. How about that?
Well, that would be a welcome change.
Ray, we love you, man. Thanks, pal.
All right, Angel. See you on Thursday.
We'll do a lot more of this once Ray looks at all the film.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.